Should have come by key. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Thank you. Vaishnavar ki jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai, Premsa Gaur Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gaur Gopina, Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan ki jai, Shri Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Shri Navadvip Mayapur Dham ki jai, Shri Jagannath Puri Dham ki jai, Ganga Maya ki jai, Jamuna Maya ki jai, Tulsi Devi ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So we're reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is, as Prabhupada explains, is the study of the character of the living force in immortality. So it's a very deep topic. We're looking at the character of Lord Sri Krishna. And we're looking at the chapter from Madhya Lila, chapter 11. The Madhya Lila is the middle pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this chapter is called the Veda Kirtan pastimes. So Veda, I was looking this up today, what is the meaning of Veda? Veda means surrounding or wrapped. So in these Veda Kirtan pastimes, Lord Chaitanya, he was getting different groups of devotees to perform the Sankirtan, the complete kirtan, congregational kirtan, collectively around Lord Jagannath. So the four groups were chanting and dancing together. Lord Chaitanya would get four kirtan parties going all around, and they would perform kirtan and wrap themselves around Lord Jagannath. And they would also then circumambulate, go around the temple of Jagannath. So it was very nice, Vedic kirtan. So we also feel wrapped around by Krishna, because he's so kindly enveloping us in very nice devotional service and the association of devotees. So there's always this beautiful reciprocation going on. So looking at texts 193 to 195. Okay, so I'll read after the invocation, 193, 4, and then we'll go on to 5. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
So text 193. Etapale tangre langa, etapale tangre lana, gela pushpanyane, atini brite tangre dila varsasthane. Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took Haridas Thakur within the flower garden, and there, in a very secluded place, he showed him his residence. Eistani rahikara nama sankirtana pratidina asiyas ami kariba milana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Haridas Thakur, remain here and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. I shall personally come here to meet you daily. And then 195. Mandirera.
Mandira
Chakra
Chakra
Liki
Liki
Kuriha
Kuriha
Pranama
Pranama
Mandira Chakra Dehi Kuriha Pranam
Mandira Chakra Dehi Kuriha Pranam
Ehi
Ehi
Thani
Thani
Kumara
Kumara
Hashibe
Hashibe
Prasadana
Prasadana
Ehi Thani Tomara Ashibe prasada, hang on. Etani tomar ashibe prasadan.
Etani tomar ashibe prasadan.
Mandire rachakri dehi kariha pranam.
Mandire rachakri dehi kariha pranam.
Etani tomar ashibe prasadan.
Etani tomar ashibe prasadan.
Mandire rachakra dehi kariha pranam.
Mandire rachakra dehi kariha pranam.
Etani tomarasibe prasadam.
Etani tomarasibe prasadam.
Mandire rachakra dehi kariha pranam.
Mandire rachakra dehi kariha pranam.
Etani tomarasibe prasadam.
Etani tomarasibe Mandire chakra deki kariha pranam
Etani tomara asibe prasadam
Etani tomara asibe prasadam
Mandire chakra deki kariha pranam
Mandire chakra deki kariha pranam
Etani tomara asibe
prasadam Etani tomara asibe prasadam
Mandirera Chakradeki Kariha Pranam.
Mandirera Chakradeki Kariha Pranam.
Etan Tomarasive Prasadam.
Etani Tomarasive Prasadam.
Mandirera Chakradeki Kariha Pranam.
Mandirera Chakradeki Kariha Pranam.
Etani Tomarasive Prasadam.
Etani Tomarasive Prasadam. Mandirera Chakradeki Kariha Pranam.
Etani Tomaro Ashibe Prasadam.
Etani Tomaro Ashibe Prasadam.
Mandirera Chakradeki Kariha Pranam.
Mandirera Chakradeki Kariha Pranam.
Etani Tomaro Ashibe Prasadam.
Etani Tomaro Ashibe Prasadam.
Do we have any Bengalis in the room? Here. So how are we doing on the pronunciation?
It's beautiful.
It's all right. Okay, good.
Okay.
Yes, I was never trained in this.
Thanks.
Hmm? You speak Bengali?
Oh, I used to study.
Used to study, okay.
I think, you know, the 8 times you see, it's not actually, you don't pronounce Tani, but Tani.
Yeah.
Tani.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
It's Tani.
Okay, Tani, because it's got that little squiggle over there.
Yeah, when you see that, yeah.
So it's Tani. Tani. Like,
yeah. Tani.
Huh.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, thank you. Mandirera.
Mandirera.
Of the temple of Jagannath.
Of the temple of Jagannath.
Chakra.
Chakra.
The wheel on the top.
The wheel on the top.
Deki.
Deki.
Seeing.
Seeing.
Kariha Pranam.
Kariha Pranam.
Offer your obeisances.
Offer your obeisances.
Etahi.
Etahi.
In this place.
In this place.
Tomara.
Tomara.
Your. Asibe.
Asibe.
Will come.
Prasada
Anna,
Prasada Anna,
remnants of food offered to Jagannath.
Remnants of food offered to Jagannath.
So translation. Remain here peacefully and look at the chakra on the top of the temple and offer obeisances. As far as your prasadam is concerned, I shall arrange to have that sent here. So please repeat. Remain here peacefully. And look at the chakra.
And look at the chakra.
On the top of the temple.
On the top of the temple.
And offer obeisances.
And offer obeisances.
As far as your prasadam is concerned.
As far as your prasadam is concerned.
I shall arrange to have that sent here.
I shall arrange to have that sent here.
And for the benefit of everyone.
For the benefit.
That's the part of the verse. There's a very nice picture here. Which illustrates exactly these verses in the beginning. It's the last plate in this volume of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I can heartily commend this to the house, that after the class, everyone takes nice close-up darshan of this picture, because this is all about this wonderful pastime of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu making such amazing arrangements for Haridas Thakur. And he's personally making these arrangements for Haridas Thakur. So, Srila Prabhupada's purport to this verse. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Since he was born in a Muslim family, Srila Haridas Thakur could not enter the temple of Jagannath due to temple restrictions. Nonetheless, he was recognized by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Namacharya Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur, however, considered himself unfit to enter the Jagannath temple. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could have personally taken Haridas Thakur into the Jagannath temple if he wished. But the Lord did not like to disturb a popular custom. Consequently, the Lord asked his servant simply to look at the Vishnu wheel on top of the temple and offer obeisances, namaskar. This means that if one is not allowed to enter the temple, or if he thinks himself unfit to enter the temple, he can look at the wheel from outside the temple, and that is as good as seeing the deity within. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu promised to come daily to see Srila Haridas Thakur. And this indicates that Srila Haridas Thakur was so advanced in spiritual life that, although considered unfit to enter the temple, he was being personally visited by the Lord every day. Nor was there any need for his going outside his residence to collect food. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu assured Haridas Thakur that the remnants of his food would be sent there. As the Lord states in the Bhagavad Gita 9:22, Yoga Kshemam Bahamyaham, I arrange all life's necessities for my devotees. A reference is made here for those who are very anxious to imitate the behavior of Haridas Thakur in an unnatural way. One must receive the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his representative before adopting such a way of life. The duty of a pure devotee or a servant of the Lord is to carry out the order of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Nityananda Prabhu to go to Bengal and preach. And he asked the Goswamis, Rupa and Sanatan, to go to Vrindavan and excavate the lost places of pilgrimage. In this case, the Lord asked Haridas Thakur to remain there at Jagannath Puri and constantly chant the holy names of the Lord. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave different persons different orders, and consequently, one should not try to imitate the behavior of Haridas Thakur without being ordered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his representative. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur condemns such imitations in this way. Dushtamana tumi kisher vaishnava pratishtara tare nirjanera ghare tavi tava harinama kevala kaitava. My dear mind, you are trying to imitate Haridas Thakur and chant the Hare Krishna mantra in a secluded place, but you are not worth being called a Vaishnava, because what you want is cheap popularity and not the actual qualifications of Haridas Thakur. If you try to imitate him, you will fall down, for your neophyte position will cause you to think of women and money. Thus, you will fall into the clutches of Maya, and your so-called chanting in a secluded place will bring about your downfall. Om Agyanitim Nandasya Jananjana Sulakaya Chakshurum Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sabitam Jena Bhutare Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So these verses are building up in a very wonderful way to the performance of Sankirtan. All the devotees, they've arrived at Jagannath Puri, and gradually the scene is being set for these Vedi Kirtan pastimes of the Lord. The fabulous Sankirtan, where Lord Chaitanya exhibits a very wonderful miracle, which only a very few were able to understand, and that is that he'd arranged these four kirtan parties to surround the temple of Lord Jagannath, and Lord Chaitanya personally was standing in each group, watching the dancing and the kirtan, enjoying in great happiness. But only a few could perceive that Lord Chaitanya was in each and every Sankirtan group, observing with great ecstasy these Rathyatra pastimes of the Lord. But now here, we see in this section some very interesting points that this principle of the chakra on top of the temple, what is this illustrating? What can we learn from this instance of Haridas Thakur being requested? That is all right if you are not permitted by the social custom, because you're my topmost devotee, or the Namacharya, the Acharya of chanting the holy name. But the custom is that because of my birth, although it's based on ignorance, that you should not be allowed into the temple. And although you yourself feel unfit to enter the temple, and in fact, Haridas Thakur, he felt unfit to travel on the path towards the temple, because he was afraid that if any of the pujaris would touch him, then they would become contaminated and not fit to do their service. This was the thinking, actually, of Haridas Thakur. So what can we learn from this? All these different principles being explained here, that Haridas Thakur, he could observe the chakra on the temple and this and offer obeisances in this way to the chakra, and this would be as good as seeing the deity inside the temple. What can we learn from this? Who would like to say? Many, many lessons.
The Lord's paraphernalia is not different from the Lord?
Yes, that the Lord's paraphernalia is not different from Krishna. So, just like this temple is Krishna's place. Actually, the whole world is Krishna's place, but this is Krishna's special place, where Krishna personally resides. Here, we see their very beautiful lordships, Sri Sri Radhanandamishwari, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, Sri Sri Gaulitan, Giri Govardhan, the whole disciplic succession, the six Goswamis, the Panchatattva, and all the devotees residing here naturally, because the temple means the Lord's house. So who lives with the Lord in his house?
Servants.
The servants, yes, exactly. So we learn many things, that the servants of the Lord, they also live. And in as we can see from the prasadam here, that they share in the opulence of the Lord. That's a fact. We get to take the remnants of Krishna's wisdom. And we get to enjoy the beautiful atmosphere and enjoy the presence of the Lord through the association of devotees, through singing with great ecstasy the Lord's holy names. So here is another point. The Lord's paraphernalia is not different from the Lord. So just like the devotees, Nitai Sundar Prabhu is very nicely making arrangements, organizing the Lord's jewelry. The Lord's jewelry is not different from Krishna. It is his own personal paraphernalia. The Lord's devotees are also considered not different from Krishna. They are to be respected as much as Krishna, because they're Krishna's very dear personal servants. And so we see that when we recite the 10 offenses in the chanting of the holy name, what's the number one offense? Which we can easily come a cropper with. Yes, exactly. So we have to be very careful. In fact, so many things we can learn from these points. That if you look in the next year of devotion, we see that who are all these devotees who come here into Krishna's temple? Sometime in their life, they've just somehow taken up devotional service, just like that, pretty much. And Prabhupada explains, I believe it's in the chapter Offenses to be Avoided, he's discussing the nature of offenses, that the living, the devotees, they are sometimes observed to take up devotional service, as though, and they haven't apparently had any contact with it before. But somehow or other, they start taking it up very naturally. And he explains there that due to an offense, usually at the feet of another devotee, that one's devotional service may be checked for some time. And when the results of that offense have worn off, then the devotee can again resume his devotional service. So many things we can learn to understand that we need to be careful in the execution of our duties. So what else can we learn from these topics? We talked about the paraphernalia of the Lord being not different from the Lord. What else is not different?
Sudarshan is actually the chakra, and he's actually a devotee of the Lord. So we're seeing that the devotee of the Lord, one is also having darshan of the Lord. We're reading it also in Bhagavad class, that Narada Muni is, because he is Deva Darshan, he is same as having darshan of the Lord, devotee of the Lord.
Thank you, yes. This is very nice. We get the chance to contact the Supreme Lord through the agency of the Lord's devotees. What is the principle of wearing tilak? The principle of wearing Vaishnava tilak is so that when someone sees the devotee nicely dressed wearing tilak, what happens? Immediately remembers Krishna. There's Krishna's lotus footprint. So we see the lotus footprint. And what is always adorning Krishna's lotus footprint? Tulsi. So in this way, we see the devotee, their lives are surrendered, Krishna says, their lives are surrendered to me. So this footprint is the mark of surrender. The devotees bow their heads to the lotus feet of Krishna. So they wear the footprint of the Lord on the head. And not only the sign of surrender, but the tulsi leaf is the mark of devotion to the lotus feet of the Lord. So both things are there automatically. Whether one knows it or not, one becomes aware of Krishna somehow or other. So wearing Vaishnava tilak is a very important part of devotional service. Not just for our benefit, so every time we look in the mirror, you know, it's not just Muggins there, but actually, oh, yes, I'm a devotee of Krishna. This is helpful to remind us of our actual positions that we're eternal servants of Krishna. So what else can we learn about Krishna consciousness for this master?
One should not chant in seclusion.
Sorry, could you take the microphone? Yes.
One should not copy and chant in seclusion because we might fall down.
Yes, we're not advised to go to a secluded place and imitate Haridas without a shadow of a doubt. Yes. Yes. I'd just like to say, while the microphone is being passed, one thing we can also learn, if we're thinking about non-different, what else is not different from Krishna?
Thinking of Krishna.
Thinking of Krishna, yes. What else?
Service to Krishna.
Devotional service to Krishna is not different from Krishna. It's immediately connecting us to Krishna. What else?
Name.
Krishna's name, yes. Krishna's name can be recited and kept within the mouth and within the mind and within the heart And Krishna is always present. They're not different from Krishna. This we learn, that Krishna and his paraphernalia and his name are not different. They're not different at all. But still, what is the difference between Krishna and his name?
His name is more kind.
His name is more kind, yes. And Krishna's name is more merciful, because it's quite difficult to approach Krishna. But as we're singing, oh my Lord, you have so kindly made approach to you so easy by your holy name. Mm-hmm. And yet, I'm so unfortunate that I have no attraction for these names. So we're singing this. Sunday is a good day. The sun rises. Actually, the sun is the first day of the week, Sunday. Anyone know this, by the way? That the Sunday is the first day of the week? Traditionally, on the calendars, they always started with the sun. Does anyone know why?
I was reading yesterday in Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada is speaking, because there may be other reasons, but what the Prabhupada said in a report is that, in Saint's Canto, that because sun is first and moon is after. So sun planet is closer to us than the moon planet, and that's why Sunday is first and Monday is after. This is what Prabhupada said in that report.
Yes, actually, this is something which we should know about. And Prabhupada was wondering why nobody else is thinking like this. That the names of the days of the week, they're named according to their proximity to the Earth. So the closest planet, according to astrological calculation, the closest planet to the Earth is the Sun. Therefore, it's the first day of the week. And then the moon, the second planet from the Earth. And then so on, different planets. And if you look in the dictionary, which I did with my family one time when I challenged them on this, we looked at Saturn. And the Saturn is described there as the furthest planet from the Earth. So, incidentally, it's worth bearing this in mind, that these ancient traditions, they're not there for no reason. They're chronologically naming systematically the distance, the difference in terms of the distances from the Earth. Think about it. What does that mean in terms of a lot of stuff we are taught? Okay. So anyway, what else can we learn? Probably you were going to say.
Also, can I also indicate the power of instruction?
What's that, sorry?
The power of instruction.
The power of instruction?
Instruction of a spiritual master or of the Lord himself.
Could you explain?
I was thinking maybe like Mahaprabhu instructed us to chant 64 rounds. And Srila Prabhupada gave his instruction to chant 64 rounds.
Minimum.
It was the power of instruction. So by his instruction, chant 16 rounds and still progress in Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
And the same as you, by just seeing the Sudarshana Chakra and worshipping and paying obeisances, just because it was instructed by the Lord, was empowered to get the same benefits as worshipping the deity.
Okay, this is good. But of course, we're recommended to worship the deity and to come into the temple. This is why the Acharyas have created and maintain nice temples so that everyone has the facility to come in. For Haridas Thakur, it was of course a very special case that he was not coming into the temple, but generally we're encouraging everyone, please do come to the temple. For Haridas Thakur, it was a particular circumstance for him that he couldn't enter the temple. Or Lord Chaitanya didn't want to disturb that social custom. But generally speaking, taking your point very much on board, it is the instruction, just like Krishna is expressing in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, that devotional service, what does it mean? You come, we begin our devotional service in so many ways. we hear about Krishna, we chant about Krishna, we come to the temple, and we see the beautiful form of Krishna. And in this way, we can start to become freed from, in the right association, our misconceptions about who the Supreme Personality of Godhead actually is, that he's the Supreme Person. This phrase is something that Prabhupada stressed very much. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is very much the focus of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. We're trying to learn and teach others that Krishna is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because the world is full of so many misconceptions. You will find in many temples that you'll see a whole plethora of all different pictures of gods, and Krishna appears as one of them. But this is not the case, that Krishna is one, just like we also, in the second offense in the holy, in chanting of the holy names, to consider the names, or even the forms, of demigods, like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma, to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu. This misconception is one of the offenses in chanting the holy name. And so if we're trying to get free from offenses, we actually have to get free from these misconceptions. So what else can we learn from these pastimes? Your Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Yes,
Hare Krishna.
Don't
be too eager to see the Lord, but follow his instruction. Do according to his instruction. So in this case, Lord Chaitanya instructed Haridas Thakur just to stay away from the temple. But the Lord personally will come and say.
Yes, Lord Chaitanya, he is giving personal instructions here. So here we can see that Haridas is actually a very favored devotee, because Lord Chaitanya would personally come and see him every day, and he would bring Haridas Thakur, Lord Jagannath's prasadam, with his own hands. So what sort of devotee is Haridas Thakur? Very, very special. So we learn here, if we see Srila Prabhupada's purport, and we examine and start trying to see the points that Prabhupada's making in the purport, we can get very much the clear idea of the messages we're supposed to get. So when we see these wonderful literatures like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's extremely helpful to read the purports, because when we read the purports, we can really focus in on the key messages that we're supposed to actually imbibe here. Prabhupada explained that Shastra without purport is more or less useless. One needs to be able to see through the eye of the Lord's representative in order to be able to appreciate the transcendental literatures. We know the poem, the little couplet about the Bible, about two men reading the Bible. Both read the Bible day and night. One reads black and the other reads white. So one requires a spiritual master to be able to understand what is clearly there in the Vedic literature. Otherwise, it generally will completely go over our heads and miss it. Many people read Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada explained about Gandhiji, such a very famous exponent of Bhagavad Gita. But he couldn't understand it. He couldn't understand that the same person who is speaking Bhagavad Gita on the Battle of Kurukshetra is the same person who is playing wonderful pastimes in Vrindavan with his devotees. He couldn't understand this point. And he's a very famous person who's supposed to be a scholar of the Gita. And Prabhupada also personally wrote to Gandhi and tried to get him to take up spiritual life in earnest, but he was too much into his politics. Anyway, we learn many, many things by hearing from Srila Prabhupada. We learn real lessons that can be understood. So what are the main points Prabhupada makes in here? So many things that we can learn that the attitude of a devotee is to consider oneself not a very elevated, qualified person. Haridas Thakur, he felt himself completely unfit and unworthy to enter the temple. So we may think that, yes, I can walk in and, you know, this is my temple and I belong here. So many things, but actually we should know. We recite the Shikshastikam prayers and learn many lessons about how the Lord himself is teaching us how to think. We recited earlier the Shikshastikam prayers, and we see from this nice Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which in English is described as the postgraduate study of spiritual life. We have Bhagavad Gita, which is like the ABC of understanding spiritual life. If we get the hang of the ABC, the rest of the discussion will make sense. We'll be able to work out what the rest of it is all about gradually. But without the ABC, it's actually very difficult to understand, to have a grip on what spiritual life is about. So Bhagavad Gita, where does Bhagavad Gita begin? What is Krishna beginning his instruction to Arjuna?
He said, while speaking like a learned man, you are mourning for what is not worthy of grief, those who are wise and make people for the living.
Yes, so what is the purport of that? The purport, Nanu Sochanti Pandita. We may think ourselves very learned, but actually we have to understand the first thing is we don't really know what spiritual life is. So Krishna says, Arjuna, you're speaking learned words, but you're not a pandit. So a learned man is someone who knows something, and someone who doesn't know something is called a foolish person. So our situation, one of the first things we have to learn is that we're actually foolish persons. That microphone? And what does Krishna explain after that? Of course, the principle that Krishna explains first of all, this entry-level principle in spiritual life.
So, we're not the body.
We're not the body.
We're not the body.
Bhagavad Gita started when Arjuna surrendered to
Krishna. Can't hear a word you're saying. It may not be switched on.
No, just have to speak directly into
me. Bhagavad Gita.
Bhagavad Gita started when Arjuna surrendered into Krishna. He said, now I'm a soul completely surrendered into you. And then Krishna then starts to give instructions to Arjuna.
Yes.
And then he smiles at him and then...
Yes. So our Krishna's instructions begin with, don't think we're very learned, capable people, and understand the eternality of the soul, our identity, and understand that we're different from this temporary body. So these are basic entry-level instructions. We see all kinds of spirituality, quote-unquote, being practiced in the world, but unless it incorporates these instructions, this understanding, it doesn't even get off the ground, what to speak of flying. This is basic instruction. So we cannot always pretend that we remember all the time our eternal identity as spirit souls. So how therefore can we imitate great souls like Haridas Thakur when we can't even understand properly that we're not the body? So we need to be very careful to step by step follow the instructions of the spiritual master for a successful conclusion to our education in spiritual life. Not that we can jump ahead and assume that now I can go into the advanced class when I haven't fully got the basics in tow. So many, many lessons we can learn here. So another point that is made here, Krishna is stating in Bhagavad Gita, yoga kshemam vaham yaham. I arrange all life's necessities for my devotees. This is a very interesting point, and this is observed miraculously by devotees living in the temple. That Krishna is taking care of our needs. That's the fact. Isn't it extraordinary? The devotees don't actually require to go out and get a proper job. The devotees actually have a real proper job. Their real proper job is to try to please Krishna, to try to execute Krishna's wishes. What's Krishna expressing as his wish in Bhagavad Gita? Yes, he's saying we surrender to him. What does he say after that? That's before. What does he say after that?
Those who explain this knowledge to my devotees. Pure devotional services.
Yeah, microphone.
Those who explain this confidential knowledge to my devotees, for them pure devotional service is guaranteed. At the end of this life, they will come back to me. No one is more dear to me, and no one will ever be more dear.
In this world.
In this world.
Yeah, thank you. So, Krishna's expressing what it means to be a devotee, to try to become dear to him, that this is the secret. We have to try to encourage others to understand this confidential secret of devotional service and explain this to people. And someone who is trying to become dear to Krishna, someone who's trying to do this, that's a full-time job. That's a full-time job. And if we're seriously trying to do that, there is no reason in the world why we will not be maintained by Krishna. And in fact, think again on this first offense in chanting the holy name. To blaspheme the devotees of the Lord who dedicated their lives to propagating the holy name of the Lord. So we have to be doubly careful and think again before we speak unpleasant things, incorrect things, or hear unpleasant or incorrect things about Krishna's devotees. It is not a good idea. So we learn many things from the wonderful example of Haridas Thakur. And the fact that Krishna is so kind, has anybody here ever listened to Purnachandra Maharaj's Gita Amrita? So in there, we get a very nice revelation in these verses, yogakshemadahamyaham, that because in these in the Gita Amrita, and I recommend listening to this because it really helps to bring the Gita to life for many devotees, and that is that Arjuna in there, because it's being presented as a dramatic dialogue, Krishna is making lots of statements in Bhagavad Gita, but we can understand, according to the commentaries of the previous acharyas, that there's a lot of unspoken questions by Arjuna. And in the Gita Amrita, we find those questions being articulated. And one of the questions is, what sort of devotee is it that will let Krishna carry the needs of devotees on his head? So the answer is given by Lord Krishna, that the devotees don't ask me to do that. I take that burden out of love for my devotee, that I automatically look after the needs of my devotee. That is my burden, and it's not a problem for me, because I can create universes. So what is the problem, maintaining one or two devotees? No difficulty. Krishna doesn't have any problem with that. So another lesson we can learn is that Krishna is personally taking care of his devotees. And this is a fact. This is a very wonderful fact. And so here we see the Lord personally showing the example that he's personally not only arranging this very nice residence for Haridas Thakur in a very beautiful secluded part of the gardens around the Jagannath temple, but where he's got a nice clear line of sight to the chakra on top of the temple. But also he's personally coming daily to bring prasadam to the devotee. this is very nice attitude. So anyway, I don't want to go along too long. We discussed many things here, but we can conclude with this final paragraph where Prabhupada explains that a reference is made here for those who are very anxious to imitate the behavior of Prabhupada Haridas in an unnatural way. Don't think this is an isolated thing. It happens, actually, that people have this mentality, oh, I should go off and make out that I'm a great devotee and imitate Haridas Thakur. We had experience in Mayapur. One devotee, he was decided to go off and live in a secluded place. He was living in a tree. And Prabhupada's comment was, he's imitating Haridas Thakur and he's living like a monkey. He wasn't impressed. Because what is the value? He gives this example. He quotes Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, saying from his song, Dushtamana, oh mind, what kind of Vaishnava are you? So we have this problem that we have a mind that is a rascal, basically. So when we have a mind that's a rascal and you have to live in close association with a rascal, you know, we have a problem because we know that the principle of spiritual life is based on association. So if you have bad association, it's not going to do you much good. So if we have the association of a rascal mind, what's the solution? Can you get rid of your mind? So what's the solution?
Preach to it.
You have to preach to the mind and you have to train the mind. The mind has to become trained to become a Vaishnava also. And then one can have good association. As Krishna is explaining in Bhagavad Gita, for the mind who is not trained, which is not trained, it's actually the bitterest enemy. But for the mind that is trained in Krishna consciousness and to become a devotee, then it is the best of friends. So many, many lessons we learn from this subject matter. Okay, very quickly, does anyone have any questions or comments they'd like to put forward before we end? Because I'm sorry, we've gone slightly over. I apologize. People have been hit me. Okay. Oh, question or comment?
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you so much for elaborate class. We're talking about the offense. Why it is said not to offend the devotees? Should we offend other people? Because it said, we particularly say not to offend the devotees, right? And then, should we offend other people then? Why can't we just say we shouldn't offend anyone?
Well, because we may inadvertently offend people, just like, for example, we go out and chant Hare Krishna on the street. Some people really don't like it. That's a bit tough, really. But we need to be very careful about offending Krishna's devotees. Why should we... Krishna's instruction is we should give Krishna consciousness to others. So we were reading about Agyata Sukriti. That Agyata Sukriti means unknowingly becoming engaged in devotional service. When someone becomes unknowingly engaged in devotional service, then they begin their devotional service whether they know it or not. So the duty of the devotee is to explain Krishna consciousness to others. This point has been very nicely made by Raghunandeshwara Prabhu. But in order to be able to explain Krishna consciousness to others, just like if you're going to grow nice flowers or vegetables or grains, you can make nice sabji, you may have to prepare the ground a bit, first of all. So we're going out and trying to broadcast Krishna's names everywhere, broadcast these transcendental literatures to create, and having a temple here, so many temples, to enable people to become receptive. Because you can't, one of the offenses is to try to explain about devotional service to someone who doesn't want to hear. if you try to explain about Krishna consciousness to someone who doesn't want to know, then that's actually an offense. So we actually have to create a fertile environment. And so therefore the chanting is broadcast, the prasadam is distributed, the books are distributed, and the temples are provided as a facility for people to come back to become purified, so it can become receptive. But as far as the devotees are concerned, because those are Krishna's orders that to try to do this, so we have to do everything within our power to try to create situations where people will be interested in hearing about Krishna consciousness, so we can get them to the bottom line, just like ourselves. A lot has to happen sometimes before we get ready to actually hear seriously about Krishna consciousness. If people have been patient with us to get us so far, think how much patient we may have to be with others who may not be quite so ready to accept Krishna consciousness. We have to be very careful, very thoughtful, very considerate, and very determined to find ways to engage people. The phrase is, we've used before, leaving no stone unturned, to try to find ways to distribute, because this is how to please Krishna. This is what Krishna is asking for. But as far as devotees are concerned, devotees are already engaged in devotional service, and so they're extremely dear to him. Has anybody ever had the experience, if you've had a mother or father of someone, and you've said something knowingly or unknowingly, which was not taken very well about their child? You've had that experience. If you ever try it sometime, I don't recommend it. Because if you say something unpleasant about somebody's child, they will become your enemy. Actually, they will hate you. So we have to be very careful that Krishna's devotees are very, very dear to Krishna. We should be very careful not to offend Krishna by blaspheming his devotees, especially because they're so dear to Krishna. Everyone is dear to Krishna, but the devotees are especially dear. That is natural. Just like you'll see a rich man, he may be very kind to all children and be very munificent and very charitable and very loving towards so many children. But he has special affection for his own children. That's natural. So Krishna, he has special affection for his devotees. So we have to know that and recognize that, that actually we're, and also think ourselves unqualified, that I'm not very qualified, but this devotee, he's actually a nice devotee, and he's very dear to Krishna. So let me serve this devotee rather, and also try to become dear to Krishna. Is that okay?
Yes, but I was thinking about what about other living entities, how should we treat them, because...
With respect. If there's an ant crawling across the floor, what do? You try not to step on it. Yes? Because why? Because Krishna's given him a small body, and you have a duty of care to protect. Because he's part of Krishna. Krishna has given him that life. And in that life, just because he's not necessarily chanting Hare Krishna, of course, if you've seen an ant in the temple, he's a very fortunate ant. But he's very fortunate. Krishna's given everyone a right to live. By Krishna's arrangement, this whole world is going on. Every living being has got some facility here. So it's not a question about being envious towards other living beings. Some living being may have a lot more facility than we have. It's not about being envious of someone who is in a so-called better position materially than ourselves, or in a so-called lesser position. We're naturally respectful because Krishna has given them those facilities. Why should we be envious? What is most important to understand is Krishna has given us our facilities. And just like Lord Chaitanya, he's personally giving his instruction. Trinadapi sunichena, tarorapi sahishnara, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. That if we really want to be able to chant Krishna's holy name constantly, then we have to learn to chant Krishna's names in a humble state of mind, thinking ourselves lower than the straw in the street, being devoid of all sense of false prestige, and ready to offer all respects to other living beings, but especially respecting the most devoted. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Okay, let's end here. And Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki
jai.
Srila Haridas Thakur ki
jai.
Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki
jai.
Itai Gaura Premanandi.
Anyway, this is I think the devotees who were full-time out yesterday, just focused fully on book distribution, Bhakta Lexi, Bhakta Nikita, Virginia Peru, and who else was with you? That's it? Where were you yesterday? In Kingston. Okay, so those devotees in Kingston yesterday, collecting a total of 179 Lakshmi points, distributing 14 small, 45 maha big books for 93.5 book points. So a total of 3 scores, 342 Lakshmi, 135 small, 5 medium, 58 maha big for 152.25 book points. Srila Prabhupada's transitor book distribution, K. Srila Prabhupada, K. Okay, so let's see. Just the volunteers to serve breakfast for prasadam this morning. Lots of hands showed up. Everybody inside also. Okay. And volunteers to help clean up the temple room after breakfast for prasadam. We also need a few hands for that one. Anyone else who can assist with that? Yeah? Okay, wonderful. All right, thank you again very much, Jivananda Guru. So if everyone could please help with the prasadam chain to put the prasadam up so we can serve up. And be ready to sing the feast. Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna.
So I forgot the prayer, so we can all offer our prayer to their lordships. Dear Shri Shri Radha Nishwar, Jagannath Paladin Subhadra, Shri Shri Gorni Thai, and Giri Govardhan, I offer our most respectful obeisances unto you. With a mood of deep gratitude and appreciation, we request your causeless mercy upon us. For your pleasure, we are endeavoring to distribute the books of your Kira Devotee Srila Prabhupada to the fallen conditioned souls of London. Please enable us to cooperate together in a mood of selfless service in order to maintain and increase our efforts. Please send more devotees to assist us in bringing many new souls to your lotus feet. We are surrendered servants humbly beg. Srila Prabhupada's transcendental book distribution key. Srila Prabhupada key.
Jai.
Okay, no, you always come.
Krishna Prasadam King!
Jai!
But it's left to management team of
Yeah.
Thank you. they're GPs in the area, and they look after the doctor. Yeah, there's some.
Fruit juice or ginger tea?
What is it? Fruit juice or ginger tea?
Yes. I'll say the ginger tea.
Thank you very much.
So have you got the next 4 weeks planned up?
Very nice. We have a special mission.
So can you do that on Monday? He doesn't think about it on Monday.
Oh yeah.
He already had a problem.
He has no problem.
It's the super soul in everyone's heart and in every single atom. And even in the spaces of the joints. And knowing everything as present and creatures, and being directly or indirectly conscious of all manifestations.
Do you know what days were available?
There's no issue for him. For us, we require that all sorts of demoniac needs from the world that's going on.
Monday? Not Tuesday. Not Thursday.
I'm available on Monday.
Thank you.
I'm Yeah, the kind of one.
There's two.
It's not actually a hard thing to do.